Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices are continuing to rise, going up again over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg on just how much we can expect the price at the pump to increase.
The gasoline pump price run-up did continue. We have another 10 cents more in the price. The new price is $3.77 for regular. And it's been rising for 15 weeks now. It's up 59 cents since early January.
Lundberg says the unrest in the Middle East and Ukrainian targeting of Russian oil infrastructure is helping to aid in the instability of the crude oil market. Tennessee police are continuing to investigate after at least two people are dead and six others are injured after a shooting at a Memphis block party. Police saying hundreds were gathered at the party at Orange Mountain Park on Saturday when officers responded to emergency calls and found two men dead at the scene. Police are continuing to look for the suspects. Some House Republicans are extremely angry with Speaker Johnson, who works with Democrats and does not include money for U.S. border security in the $95 billion aid package. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Now, some Republicans in the House, furious with Johnson for working with Democrats to get this all passed. Here's Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, followed by Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
America last. America last. That's all this is. Every single day, America last.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I'm frustrated that there was zero border security in the bill. But let's be very clear. That border bill, H.R. 2, that was voted on today, will have no force of law, was not part of the package, was done as a cover vote, and gave cover to five Democrats who voted for it. It's mind-bogglingly stupid to have put that on the floor.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where preliminary voting could take place as soon as Tuesday. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The Senate recently dismissed all impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which House Republicans had brought forward alleging that the ongoing illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border is a result of Mayorkas deliberately neglecting his duty to secure it. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox Sunday Morning Futures and says he's disappointed in the move.
Where they're supposed to close the door, they open the door. They're doing the exact opposite of what's required every single time. Look, Alejandro Mayorkas is not a restaurateur whose job it is to invite as many people in as possible. His job is to serve as the gatekeeper. He's not keeping the gate.
You'll be able to use E15 gas this summer, USA's John Schaefer explains.
A national emergency waiver has been granted for the sale of E15 gasoline throughout the summer season. The EPA announced the issuance of the waiver on Friday, citing its aim to alleviate pump pressures stemming from the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. Previously, certain regions faced limitations on selling E15 gas during the summer months.
An investigation is continuing in Chicago after a police officer was shot over the weekend. The Chicago Police Department saying the 30-year-old officer was returning home after his shift when he was shot multiple times. He was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, where he died. The officer was killed 2 days before he would have turned 31. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And we're honored to have Congressman Jody Heiss with us. We're going to talk about his new book, Sacred Trust, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. Congressman, this really rhymes with the reason, I would say, of at least over 60% of America anyway, that does not believe in the results of the 2020 election. We believe that the election was compromised, full stop, and we need to do something about it. And thank you for championing the cause on behalf of we the people, because election integrity, as you write, is a sanctity that should not be violated for this democratic republic.
I could not agree with you more. You know, at the end of the day, Bill, elections are all about the will of the people.
Yes.
It's not about politics. Frankly, we need to get politics out of the process of voting. Voting is all about whether or not the voice of the people is accurately heard. It's a country that is based upon the consent of the governed.
Exactly.
A nation based upon we the people having our voice to determine who is going to represent us in the policies. We must have the sacred trust to defend and protect the integrity of our election processes.
Well, it would seem that there's no intestinal fortitude, except for what you are modeling on the Hill, to really address this problem. I mean, you had everyday citizens come out on January the 6th. Now, they didn't come out on January the 6th because Nancy Pelosi promised a wiener roast. They came out on January the 6th because they had contention, they had problems with what happened in November. And, I mean, you had sworn affidavits, you had attorneys all over the place, anecdotal information about discrepancies. I mean, I can tell you, Congressman, I traveled in October just before the election, and I went through 12 states. Ask me how many Biden-Harris bumper stickers, signs, flags, or anything that I saw going through those 12 states. Ask me.
How many? It's like
three. Three.
Yeah.
Three. Okay.
It's unbelievable.
Everywhere I went, Trump, including Los Angeles, okay, the Democratic stronghold of the state of California. I mean, they're having, boat parades for him out there in Santa Monica. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, the response that was happening, thousands of people coming out, you know, to hear him speak, while Joe Biden was lucky to get 12 cars with masks and everything else. And it was just ridiculous. So how do you come up with 80 million votes? It, just even in a statistical analysis of something that you would learn in, statistics 1A in college, this is not plausible.
Yeah, and you know where all of this, I'll be honest, I did not go to Congress with election integrity on my radar, to be very honest with you. This was, I had other things that drove me to Congress, but as a senior member of the Oversight Committee, once COVID started coming into our country. In fact, we had our first case in Washington State. It was the very next week that Democrats had a hearing in the Oversight Committee that started laying the groundwork for the need to have a federal takeover of our election processes. Mm-hmm. And we started having week after week after week after week, literally one hearing after another, when the rest of the country was wondering what's going on, what is this COVID going to mean for my life, for our family, what is it going to mean? The Democrats seem to be pushing this narrative that we need to be sending ballots out to people. There may be lockdowns. There may be people fearful of going to ballots. Whatever, it seemed as though COVID became a springboard to massively run with a narrative and to actually try to enforce changes in our election processes. And sure enough, it happened all across the country with regulations and rules and changes that never would have been tolerated under any other circumstance. But here we go with altering the way we do elections. And, you know, we ended up losing the confidence of the American people in our entire process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw it early on, Congressman. I said the fix is in. I mean, and this is months before, like you said. Just in your way of expressing and describing what happened, somebody had a plan back then. And they started working the plan. And I think the Republican Party was caught off guard because, see, conservatives are trusting of people. We want to think that people are honorable. We can't even think of somebody else coming up with this kind of behavior that would compromise the integrity of a free and fair election. But the Democratic Party historically has been, sadly, and I know this may sound conspiratorial, our audience knows where I come from on this, is that sadly they've become a party of cheaters. Because you go back and you look, this isn't something, even though you got what our attorney, former Attorney General Eric Holder saying, oh, he mocked it. He goes, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, how can you make that statement when people are being arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud? Help me.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that any of us will really know the truth of what all happened. But I recall sitting in those oversight hearings feeling just an uneasiness about what is going on here. And I had no clue. And, yeah, but it just felt weird. And then I'll say they added another layer where they started the mantra of national widespread voter suppression, and they basically held up Georgia as Exhibit A with all of that. And, of course, I'm from Georgia. I know Georgia well, and I knew the accusations that were coming forth were not accurate. So, you know, I started pushing back on some of this stuff and then gradually getting more and more involved. But this was not something I went to Congress with on my radar. It became something that I just believe, and this is the whole reason for the title, I do believe, as you said, this is, election integrity is a sacred trust. This is something that cannot be swept under a rug. It cannot be tampered with or played with. This is the epicenter of what we as American citizens embrace in terms of us having the final word as to the direction that our government is going to go, be it local, state, or federal.
If we miss this, we miss everything. You know, Senator, what was it, Senator out of Boston, Rosen, all of a sudden his name escapes me, for Rosenblum, Rosenthal. Anyway, he said, falso in uno, falso in omnibus, which was interesting coming from him because he was caught lying at one point. But when you talk about a foundational issue like this, is that if we can't get the election right, then everything else about our government is wrong. I mean, we're not fooling anybody. The people of the world look at America, which at one time, you know, they look and saw that, you know, shining light on a hill, the city on a hill. They saw it, and it was an encouragement to them, a beacon for freedom and truth and fairness for all. And and our light is dimmed. Somebody has ratcheted back the light a bit. And I think at the very core of this are these foundational building stones, these sacred trusts that must be honored. And it's like one of those trusts that you've got to throw your body over. And we had, over 1,000 people who've been arrested for January 6th. And they were willing to put themselves, over the hand grenade, in a sense, of what was happening with our government. Now, I say that in a general context. I'm not, liberating anybody from any responsibility they may have for breaking any laws. But I'm just saying overall, I mean, they exercised their civic responsibility. We've got to.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We're back with the American Night.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're honored to have the Congressman Jody Heiss with us on election integrity and the will of the people. Sacred trust, as Jody said, he didn't go to Congress thinking that election interference or election integrity was on his radar. But kind of like George Bush, when George W. was elected, he wasn't going to be a wartime president, but things happen, right?
That's right. And, you know, there's so much. Washington is one of those places that's a constant avalanche of information and issues that constantly have to be dealt with. There are multiple fires, so to speak, political fires taking place at the same time. But there are certain ones that come along that you cannot rush through, that you cannot turn your head away from. And for me, this was one of those issues, because just as you were saying before the break, that this is one of those issues that if we miss it on this, we miss everything. How do you restore? How do you regain control for the people if there is a compromised election system? That is what is at stake. And to me, this is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. This is an American issue. This is foundational as to who we are as a country. And both sides of the aisle should do everything within their power to ensure that our election process are going to be fair, transparent, and accurate reflections of the will of the people every time they go to the ballot box.
Exactly. Well, and this is why we appreciate the effort, because you seem to be one of the sole voices, you know, coming out. And this book is so important, and I know it's going to be an encouragement to our listeners, Congressman, because we want to know that somebody is fighting for us on this, because we're around 200 days from the next election, actually sooner, the way some of these states are conducting the election process, and I'm not sure that things have gotten fixed. And that's the question that's high in the mind of many voters. Are we going to really have a fair shot at this? Because right now, I mean, the indications are that there is another pandemic on the horizon here with this bird flu coming about. And you already see the machinations taking place where they're revving up another emergency use authorization, which gave them an incredible amount of license in taking away our liberties, and in our liberties as it had to do with the election process were compromised, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they may call it bird flu, but at the end of the day, it appears as though this is the election variant of COVID that's on the horizon. And isn't it amazing how it just happens to come every 4 years, whenever there's a major election, that we have another catastrophic epidemic like this is what it appears to be taking place. And, you know, so perhaps an election variant will be coming. But to me, whatever it is, and there are many states, dozens of states, that have taken good positive action to try to strengthen their election integrity laws and to protect them and so forth. Unfortunately, there are quite a number of states that have not gone down that path as well. But overall, the American people, this is high on their radar now. The American people understand that whether they're going to say there were massive national fraud or not, they are keenly aware that there are loopholes that could be seriously problematic, and every one of those, to the best of our ability, need to be cleaned up, and the holes need to be removed. And that is what we've got to move towards. You know, we've got to fix our vulnerabilities at the election box, and we have got to ensure to the best of our ability that those areas that could be problematic are addressed and hopefully resolved altogether.
Is there enough force to do this? Because, you know, the Democrats are really happy. They got the results they wanted at the expense of the American people. I mean, look what happened in 3 years of Joe Biden's horrible policies, how it's devastated the middle class. I mean, Congressman, I mean, the average increase in cost of living is at least $1,000 a month. And it's not like Joe Biden decided to give everybody an EV and leave it in their driveway. No, it's just you're paying $1,000 more a month because of the Joe Biden and Democratic policies.
Yeah, and that's reflective in the polls. I mean, even Democrats, as well as obviously independents, are leaving the party in droves, just like they're leaving many of the blue states in droves. They understand these policies are destructive to our country, and they are restrictive to our freedoms and liberties as American citizens. So people are leaving the party by the droves, and I think that is likewise a great opportunity for Republicans right now. I mean, where else are these people going to go? You look at
right.
every aspect, from our border to our economy to our military to crime. All of these things were so much better under the Republican policies, under the leadership of President Trump when he was there. And people are recognizing there is a difference mm-hmm. between the parties. But again, my emphasis is not who wins or loses. My emphasis is a fair election. That's what yeah. we've got to do, everything within our power to maintain and protect.
Well, we have to have an informed electorate. The electorate has been dumbed down. Social media has been captured along with mainstream media. This is why they continue to lose audience. But they still have voice and they carry some weight. And people are being told what to do. They're really not exercising their right to liberty and to own their own knowledge. And, because the elected officials they have been captured, they themselves have been captured. And so this idea of a democratic republic, I mean, they hear Joe Biden talk about democracy. We don't live in a democracy. He uses the wrong words repeatedly, and this is what the Democrats do. They're real good at wordsmithing a narrative in such a way that is really false right on its face. Because, I'm here to protect the democracy. Well, then if you're here to protect the democracy, you're protecting the wrong thing. Because we don't have a democracy, right?
That's right. But they are masters. Like you said, they've become rhetorical masters at accusing others of the very thing that they themselves are guilty of. I mean, we've all seen it. It's easy to find Democrats one after another for decades, challenging election outcomes. But you let a Republican do it when there are legitimate concerns. Mm-hmm. They say, look, I am concerned about X, Y, Z. That took place here. And we are referred to as, everything from election deniers to threats to our democracy, as you reference, which is what we're not, but they we're called threats to our democracy and so forth. And yet they themselves, anyone in my book, anyone who does not do everything within their power to try to secure our election processes, there is a real threat to our system of governance and the voice of the people. That is the individual or group or whatever that is the real threat, not those who are trying to stand up for election integrity. And yet, the intimidation is severe, it is real, and as a result, very few people want to stand up and talk about this type of thing.
Have we ever got it right? Because I go back and, last year or no, during this last election, they finally admitted, they said, well, the truth be known, John F. Kennedy, there was voter fraud there. That's how he won. Are you kidding me? Come on, 60 years later? So my question is, did we ever get it right to where we could look back? Because any good businessman or any good program director would look at what's going on and say, okay, when did we make the wrong turn? Where did we make the mistakes that gave us this election process we have today? Congressman, we only have about 60 seconds left, so I'm going to let you summarize it and bring us home on that idea, if you would, please.
Okay, yeah, I think we have gotten it right. But listen, I don't know that we've ever had an election that there has not been some sort of shenanigans somewhere. But what seemed to happen this last go-round was it was seemingly much more widespread, and I think COVID became the springboard for that. So what all of us as responsible citizens must do is hold our officials accountable and us personally get engaged. This issue of elections is a sacred trust, the very epicenter upon which our system of governance rests. It is something we've got to give everything within our power to protect. And that is what my book is trying to address.
J. Chinese companies have flooded our country with illegal disposable vapes in youth-appealing flavors. Here's former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowske.
Weak enforcement has enabled Chinese vape companies to flood store shelves with dangerous illegal vapes. We need federal officials to stop illegal vapes from entering the U.S., and we need local and state enforcement to take them off the shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Happy Monday to you. Adam Mangieski, yes, the happy warrior who's keeping our government accountable, is with us. He's the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Good morning, Adam. How are you, buddy?
Well, great to be on the program, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, lots to update people on. I'm excited about the transparency chatbot. First time since 1789, there's a place to go to get those long-asked questions. You know, what the heck is our government up to, huh?
Well, Benjamin knows, that's for sure. We named Benjamin Franklin because, you know, everybody listening to the program, they know the story. In 1787, Dr. Franklin leaves the Constitutional Convention. He's asked by a constituent, Dr. Franklin, what do we have here? And he famously says, a republic if you can keep it. And we think Dr. Franklin would be very proud of our invention. Actually, Bill, and this is a strong statement, we feel that this is the most important public policy innovation in the history of the country because for the first time ever, anyone can follow the money. I'm talking at the federal level, the state level, and the local level across the entire country. Over the past 5 years, we filed 250,000 Freedom of Information Act requests to capture nearly every dime taxed and spent at every level. And now you can search it all for free on our website at OpenTheBooks.com.
Yeah, it is so cool because right there as you go to the website at OpenTheBooks.com, you've got the Benjamin, the chat box, and there it is. You know, how can I help you? What do you need me to search for today? You know, whether it has to do with a person or a vendor, right?
Yeah, and I was up till 5 a.m. running searches on it this morning. I just couldn't stop. I mean, it's
addicting.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to know the salary, if you have the name of your child's fifth grade teacher, Benjamin Knows. I mean, right in your local school district, everywhere across the country. If you have a vendor name and if they're doing DEI programming in your school, you can search it across the entire country, in your state or across the entire country at a school district level. Look, it's not perfect. We don't have every single dime of local spending, but we have nearly 20,000 municipal-level units of government in the database, in addition to every public employee at every level everywhere across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're employed by government, we have their salary history, oftentimes going back 7 years in Benjamin, even at the federal level. And then the state checkbooks are in here, the federal checkbooks. You can search it all. It's very exciting.
How nervous are the bureaucrats going to get over this? I mean, I mean, you talk about one to cancel something. I mean, anytime they're held to accountability, they do everything they can to block the information.
Well, it's true. There's a war on transparency across the country. But you know, Bill, and we've chronicled it here on your program many times over the years. We fight back. You know, we file inflection point lawsuits. We never lose those things. You know, when possible, there's fee shifting. And so it's a dangerous game if they're going to withhold the information. And we don't stand for it.
Well, this has been a long time in the making, Adam, you know, having this vision. First of all, to come up with this chat box, to be able to have a go-to kind of resource and something that we can count on in terms of its credibility, right?
Yeah, and, you know, this has been a knockdown, drag-out dogfight over the last 5 years to create this.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones ever that has unsiloed all government information at every level. It took a $7 million investment to create Benjamin. Like I said, mm-hmm. we successfully prosecuted 250,000 Freedom of Information Act requests. You know, we had to sue the state of California for their checkbook. We had to sue mm-hmm. the state of Wyoming, and back in the day, the Republican comptroller in Illinois for their checkbooks. So this hasn't been easy, but we've done it, and I'm really proud of my team. It's a hardworking team of about 28 full-time employees that all they do every day is file requests with government, follow up on those requests, accept the production, break it open, map it right into Benjamin so you can search it for free.
This is just a terrific tool, you know, for people. And it's us. I mean, we're the people. We're the people that must hold, you know, as Benjamin Franklin said, we must hold the government accountable. I mean, we didn't say we were going to have a king or we were going to have, you know, one person run the government. We said, no, this was going to be run by we the people. This is why elections and so much of, you know, how we need to engage this government, why it's so critical if we're going to maintain this democratic republic, right? Not a democracy. I keep saying that because Joe Biden and everybody else, you know, says, well, it's a democracy. No, it's not. We're not a democracy. This is a democratic republic, and there's a clear difference, right?
Well, 100%, Bill, and I'm glad you reviewed some of the history here, because when Thomas Jefferson, in the watershed moment in all of human history, writes the Declaration of Independence with the line that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that was actually the first time in all of human history where people's rights were acknowledged to come from God and not government, when his friend James Madison legally enshrined that right in the United States Constitution. For the first time ever, government was limited by the law, and the people were sovereign. They work for us, and our political class today has forgotten that. And Benjamin levels the playing field. It gives you equal access to all the information they already know and wanted to hide from you.
Exactly. Well, to that point, I'm not convinced the political class has forgotten it. They've just hidden it. Who has forgotten it are the people who are in charge. That's who's forgotten it. We've been dumbed down. We've relied on, you know, public education to teach us these things, and they've done a lousy job. And really, we need to almost go Old Testament here just a little bit, Adam, and that is that, you know, when God said that you needed to teach your kids, he put the responsibility on the parents. the parents can't subordinate that responsibility to public officials and expect them to do the job, because look what happened. Look what we found out, when COVID hit this country and we started looking behind the, the curtain there that they had was pulled back, and everybody was shocked to see what was going on and the kind of education the kids are have been given. And wow, what a wake up call. But this is the deal. See, we need to understand that if this is a government of or by we the people, we're in charge and we're responsible. We have the government we have right now because we were asleep on the job. We trusted them to do right by us. And guess what? Clearly, and what Open the Books is proving time and again, when you follow the money, it's just too tempting. You know, we're expecting something inhuman from human people, because the tendency is to fudge and try to get away with it. And there's, story of corruption and malfeasance after another, and some of this stuff, Adam, I'm just questioning, do you, in your study, do you find this to be human accident or by human design, some of this corruption?
Well, I think it's both. I never attribute large C corruption to government when you can attribute to just rank incompetence. Mm-hmm. Government at all levels has institutionalized incompetence, Bill.
Yes.
And it's always been that way. That's why our founders, they feared politicians. They feared the type of people to go into politics, and they rested the power in the system with individuals, with individual rights. And so that's, Article 1, Section 9 of the United States Constitution that says that a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. Now with Benjamin, it's time. Go take a look.
Yes.
Like, everyone knows somebody that works for government. Just go to BenjaminOpenTheBooks.com, lower right-hand corner, use the search tool, and look up their salary. You'll be shocked and amazed. Ask to go out to dinner with them, and then ask them to pick up the check.
Exactly. Because you are their constituent, right? You are their client, right?
Yeah, and they're making a lot more money than what they let on that they're making.
Wow. Congratulations. I mean, congratulations to everybody. This is a big victory, for this Democratic Republic and for we the people in holding, our politicians accountable. We must do this. We just can't do this, once every 2 or 4 years when they come up for election. This is a way to keep an eye on them and hold them accountable. Adam Andrzejewski is with us. Our conversation with him will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah!
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, he's holding them accountable, and as he should. I mean, you know, as he should, he's doing it on behalf of we the people. And thank God for Open the Books and Adam Andrzejewski, who is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com. And here we are, as I mentioned, $35 trillion in bipartisan debt. It really is. But the other thing that stood out at the website when I was checking this out, Adam, is we've got a massive fraud. We know there's been fraud all over, you know, resulting from pandemic relief. And you've determined, over $1 trillion in pandemic relief funds?
So at OpenTheBooks.com, we were one of the first ones out of the blocks about 3 years ago to do the high-end estimate of COVID aid fraud, and we said it was $500 billion, about $500 billion. And we've, you know, over the course of the last 3 years, federal estimates have come into line with that figure. I'm proud of that initial assessment. What we had noticed is over the course of the last month, LexisNexis Risk Assessment had come out with a new number. They estimate, and this was the first time I had heard this estimate, they estimate $1 trillion was stolen. $1 trillion was stolen from federal COVID aid programs. So here's their methodology. It was about $200 billion stolen just out of the unemployment aid program, which was about 22% according to Government Accountability Office estimates. And if you take that up against the $5 trillion worth of COVID aid distributed, that's where LexisNexis gets their high-end figure, an upper bound number of $1 trillion that was stolen. It is the largest fraud in world history. Nothing can compare with this.
Nobody's saying anything. What's going on? I mean, this is the first that, you know, we're hearing about this at this type of level, Adam.
I thought it was massive national news. I found the quote from the president CEO of LexisNexis Risk Assessment in a newspaper article in Washington, D.C., in the Washington Times. And I think it should be headline news across the entire country. $1 trillion of the people's money was looted by criminals, con artists, and crime syndicates from around the world, and there has been hardly any clawback whatsoever. Bill, incredibly, there's only been $1.4 billion clawed back by the Department of Justice. They admit it's less than 1% of their stated COVID aid fraud. Less than 1% has been clawed back on behalf of the American people.
Do they have it broken down? I mean, you say, okay, you get you know, you just follow the money. And you see these vultures all the time. Are they classified as to who has taken this money?
So here's how the Department of Justice breaks down their $1.4 billion number. And this was in their announcement just last week. It was 3 years' worth of work. It was 4 years since the start of the pandemic. They identified 3,500 people who stole $2 billion in losses versus the American taxpayer, where the federal government was defrauded by $2 billion. And of that $2 billion, they've recovered 70 cents on the dollar, or $1.4 billion. That's it. That's the total scope of the DOJ clawback after the massive fraud, whether it's a half trillion or $1 trillion, it doesn't even matter. They're clawing back hardly any of it.
It's chump change. I mean, you know, how many other people are they protecting? You know, operatives within, you know, somehow friends of the bureaucracy, I guess, huh?
Well, and you know, at OpenTheBooks.com, and we've talked about this on your show, there's the legal looting of COVID aid and the illegal looting. They're hardly clawing back any of the illegal looting. But the legal looting, everyone got away with it. I want to give you three quick examples. So we audited the top 300 most wealthy elite law firms in the entire country, and 126 of them dialed into the mom-and-pop PPP funds. Those were the funds, Paycheck Protection Program funds, designed for those men and women on Main Street whose businesses got shut down during the economic lockdown. And the big 126 of the biggest law firms were forgiven nearly $1 billion in PPP loans. These are the partners knocking down $1 million plus a year on profit, on equity profits from their law firm partnerships, and they cash checks up to $10 million borrowed against the national debt on the backs of the American taxpayers that never had to be repaid.
Unbelievable. And this is just the beginning, right? I mean, how many other operatives like this?
Well, you had the accountants.
We
took a look at the top 300 largest accounting firms in the country. And incredibly, 234 were forgiven, cashed their check on their PPP loan for about $500 million. I wanted Congress to hold hearings. Call the partners of these accounting firms, these law firms, up in front of Congress. Have the partners explain to the American people why they cashed their check against our future, our children's future. Every dime was borrowed against the national debt, and that's a moral outrage.
You're exactly right. I mean, the fact that, and you know what? Nobody's saying anything about it. They're getting away with it again, and it would be, I'd also be curious to find out these people, how many are associated with the Democratic Party, and how much of that money that they got did they donate to the Democratic Party?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we took a look at some of those law firms. We detailed out their political giving, and it was, I think, 85% to Democrats at the high end. Amongst the top 10 law firms, the biggies, like Boies Schiller, David Boies, a Democratic fixer for years, you know, $10 million. They took, you know, they're one of the top elite law firms in the country, and they cashed $10 million of memory serves, you know, and never paid back their PPP loan.
Is this immoral?
It's totally immoral. Look, I want to go to the hospitals. This was incredible. This didn't get enough attention in our report. So we took a look at the top 20 nonprofit hospitals. Most of them weren't disclosing their prices. Under federal law, they should disclose their prices that they're charging patients, and they were getting around it. The Biden administration wasn't holding them accountable. But here's what they did. They cashed $24 billion worth of COVID aid checks during the pandemic. And in the 3 years of the pandemic, their net worth soared. On their IRS 990 information disclosures, their net worth amongst the top 20 went up by $125 billion. So for every dollar that they cashed in a COVID aid check, it went right to their bottom line.
Of course.
With another $4. They got rich during the pandemic. The nonprofits made huge profits during the pandemic, and a lot of it was on our dime again.
And I wonder how much bonus these hospital executives got in the process.
Well, most of them make over $10 million a year.
Right.
I kid you not. They made between $5 and $21 million a year on their top paid CEO executives or financial officer at these nonprofit hospitals. Look, Bill, the American people were getting fleeced.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, talk about the transference of assets, right? I mean, what they did to the American people. I mean, they took this money from the American people, which, of course, the American people are now paying it in the form of inflation, right? And all the other expenses.
That's right. Inflation is defined as too much money chasing too few goods. So when you have government just rack up the spending, and let's go through that. So in 2019, the federal government spent too much money, and I was railing about this.
Yes.
You know, the Republican Congress, the Republican president, they forced Trump to sign budgets with trillion dollar budget deficits during boom times. Then we had the pandemic, and spending spiked to $6.8 trillion a year. You know what it is today? $6.1 trillion. They never cut the spending. They're continuing to spend, and that's why every time you go into the grocery store, you have to pay more.
Mm.
Your savings is worth less because of inflation.
Exactly.
You better be in a job where you're going to get pay hikes. Otherwise, your household is going to go backwards on income as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but the chances of you having a job where you're getting pay hikes to keep up with this kind of spending, you're talking probably, I'll just put my finger in there and say less than 10% of the employee base out there. Because business right now, I mean, nobody's making big numbers other than, you know, some of these legal firms and these people that are tied into the government.
Government workers are doing well, and that's why you should use Benjamin at OpenTheBooks.com. Look up what they're making. Look up their salary hikes. You want to see an interesting salary graph, just key in the word Fauci into Benjamin. Search the federal payrolls, and you'll get his last 7 years' worth of pay hikes, and it's substantial.
Now you're talking, you know, Fauci, and I got to imagine these bureaucratic executives in the range of Fauci and these directors and that sort of thing. But the minions in the bureaucracy, I'm certainly they're not doing as well as Fauci. They're probably, you know, covered because the way the government and the bureaucracy is working. So they're passing some pretty sizable crumbs to them to keep them fat and happy and voting Democrat. But meanwhile, we the people, you know, what is it? We're paying on average maybe $1,000, $1,200 more a month, and nobody dropped off an EV in my driveway. Did they drop one off in your driveway?
No, I don't want to drive an EV. It's cold.
No, I don't either. But I mean, but for the same thing.
In the cold weather, Bill.
Right. Exactly. I know. But I mean, you know, the point is that we didn't get anything for it. We're just paying more for, you know, we're paying $1,100 more a month for the same thing we got last year.
So the average American, or not the average, but the 20% of Americans have less than $900 in their savings account. It's incredible. Like, we're being fleeced at every level by these government bureaucrat politicians and their vendors.
Yeah, and look at the credit card debt. What's happened to credit card debt? Joe Biden ought to forgive credit card debt. Forget about the, you know, college tuition. Because, you know, what he did to the American people, what the Democrats have done to the American people. I mean, in order to survive, they've had to use their credit cards. And what are we, $1.5 trillion of credit card debt right now, Adam, roughly?
Yeah, I think, you know, the private sector can get by without a government subsidy. Let's do it. Let's lock arms and fight these battles together.
And check out Benjamin the Chatbot. And make sure you have a drink nearby. You will want one after you go through some of the numbers. Adam Andrzejewski, he's the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Thank you, Adam. Godspeed, my friend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.